But the story I want you to tell about was your experience with the Chinese Amazon.
Yes, Alibaba.
Not a large Chinese lady. Okay. Yeah. This is Chinese Amazon.
Yep. If many of you have not heard, and I haven't registered yet. I did last week, Alibaba.com, which is this up-and-coming website, very much like Amazon, but it's on the Chinese mainland. And I needed to buy a circuit board for an electronics component. And I am like, I spent almost $200 for this thing, and I have this $15 circuit board that I cannot fix. I am not going to dispose of this rest. So I tracked down a manufacturer using,
In China.
So I opened the unit up and I found the actual manufacturer is Hakusatsu. And they manufacture this for four different other people, including Panasonic, who was the light that I had. And
so the Chinese do work with the Japanese.
I do know, yeah.
So, yeah, apparently.
How did you communicate with them? That's what I want to know.
I wrote an email. They had to contact
Chinese,
us.
They're speaking Chinese. You're speaking English.
I wrote an English letter with a great paragraph description, and I got this, you know, yes, sir, Mr. Or, no, yes, Rudell. How may we help you? And I realized very quickly I'm going to have to translate to native Chinese. Yep. So I used translate.google.com.
Okay.
And my first couple emails didn't get much better results. I would go type in my paragraph that I wanted into translate.google.com, type in the native Chinese language with the American paragraph below it, and do it again. And they just came back with, you know, I don't, you know, something
so
about sisters.
Were you doing Sichuan instead of Mandarin?
So what I ended up doing.
Oh, that's a good question.
I also tried Korean too. So I pasted several different languages in there. Simplified Chinese, which is Korean, and then Chinese, and then English. So what I ended up doing is I actually pasted into separate translate Google websites. Okay, here's my English paragraph. Or my English sentence. I pasted it. Here's the native Chinese. I opened up another window, pasted the native Chinese, translated back to English, and it was nothing like what I was trying to say. So what I found out is I had to carefully form my English sentence and remove any plurals or ands in the sentence. So I could not say and this. Simple statements, concise. And once I did that, and I was able to translate back and forth between native Chinese and English and back again.
Going back and forth to see what it said.
Google Translate to do this, and it finally...
Finally, when I got a sentence that wasn't talking about a sister and was actually talking about a circuit board, I knew I was in the home. I was, you know, in the park.
Just for fun, how long did it take you to do that?
It took six emails.
Okay.
Six emails.
And did you get what you needed?
I did. So I went there. One of the unique things with Alibaba that I did not realize is they... Although the company was not prepared to have a part number for the individual circuit board, they had a Alibaba store front. So they said, reference the main part, which was $125.
So this is a manufacturer that manufactures tens of thousands of these things.
Yes.
And you were asking for one of them. That was part of the parts.
And they don't use... They're not used to dealing with American consumers. US
yeah, an
consumers.
Individual consumer.
They were interested. They sell in bulk to
right. You want 10,000, right? Right? No, right. I don't want 10,000.
But they also have a presence where they'll sell individual items to, you know, consumers. So through their website, and that's what I kept on asking for, links and part numbers. So what they said was, here's the part number, $125. Go ahead and start the purchasing process. And what I discovered is that before you actually put your credit card number in, it'll actually give you an order number.
Okay.
And the way they described it is, give us the order number, we'll modify your purchase
to
reflect
order.
The correct price. So basically, the product is the same, but I'm going to get for $25.
I love it.
They modified the price for me, and they're going to ship me a circuit board. So in 6 to 8 weeks, we'll find out if this was successful.
If the container ship, if one of his relatives arrives, or if you get the part that you want.
That's it. TheHeckWithMatch.com. Order a circuit board. You get a sister. Hey, you got somebody matched up. This is awesome.
And this site is larger than Amazon.
It is.
They do more e-commerce than Amazon does.
And you found out something else about this.
But this is the Chinese Amazon.
Amazon here, the price varies from $186 for this part to $125. I went to Alibaba or AliExpress.com, $85.
And you ended up actually getting it for $25.
Well, because they're going to modify the order and give me just the circuit board.
And it only took you six emails.
It just took me six emails. And the good news is,
I love it.
I might use this for Christmas. If I start now, in 2 months, by the time Christmas comes around, I could save 50%.
I love that. That container ship could arrive just after Thanksgiving with either all the relatives or the parts.
I did take a precaution, and I did use a prepaid Visa card, though.
All right.